This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Marty Phillips joins me live in studio. He is president of the Charlottesville Jazz Society. You can learn a whole lot more online at cvillejazz.org. And Marty, there is an event coming up tomorrow night and into Sunday morning that all the jazz folks around town and the fans of jazz and friends of the late George Melvin are really looking forward to. It's at Fellini's, right?
That's correct, Coy. And let me start by saying thank you very much for inviting the Charlottesville Jazz Society onto your show. Really appreciate having the on-time opportunity to talk a little bit about the Jazz Society. We've been scheduling and working on this event for a while. It's a big thing for us. Our friend George Melvin passed away back on April 15th, and he was a good friend of the Jazz Society. He really tried hard to support us. He loved playing for us, certainly loved playing around town with many other performers. And it was a sad day for us and a sad day for the community when George passed away after a fairly long period of illness that he was suffering from.
And he kept playing through his illness,
he
right?
did. It was amazing, right up till almost the last day. I mean, it was really a tribute to George and his love of the music and his desire to share that with people in the community. It was something to behold. And so we felt, you know, when George passed, education is a big component of what the Jazz Society is all about. And we couldn't think of a better tribute to George than to create this new education fund, which we're going to be calling the George Melvin Education Fund. And that's the thrust of tomorrow's all-night 12-hour jazz jam down at Fellini's. Is to get donations and money to help create this fund in George's name and to, in turn, use that money to help underprivileged kids have opportunities to learn more about jazz, to potentially get instruments, private lessons, mentoring, things of that nature.
Yeah. We're talking with Marty Phillips of the Charlottesville Jazz Society online at cvillejazz.org. The event is tomorrow night at Fellini's number 9 in downtown Charlottesville, and it starts at 5 p.m. and will run until 5 a.m. It's literally 12 hours of nonstop jazz. Is that right, Marty?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, what's the lineup? I mean, because this is amazing. Has anything like this ever happened in Charlottesville?
Not that I'm aware of.
This is incredible.
Yeah. Well, it's a great lineup, and it's a lot of different sounds. Sometimes I think people feel that, you know, jazz has one particular kind of sound. If you can hang for a while at Fellini's, you'll hear a lot of different sounds. So we're kicking off at 5 with 88 Keys. He'll be playing the piano. Followed at 6 p.m. by the international star, one of the greatest bebop piano players in the world today, Hod O'Brien, who just happens to live in our area. And interestingly enough, you know, it's not uncommon to run into people who say, who's Hod O'Brien? He is
one of the best.
One of the best, absolutely one of the best. 7 p.m., great saxophone player Michael Elswick bringing in a quintet. John DeEarth at 9, a lot of people know John and Robert Jospe. And Jamal Milner will be with them as well, and some other people. John has also been wonderful in supporting the Jazz Society. 10:30 p.m. Fuse with Jim Ray, Stephen Smith, and Daryl Rose. Midnight, Dave Sanford, another great sax player, and Greenwich Swing with John Carden, who was a very close friend of George, and he's a singer, and he sang with George many, many, many times. Ian Lawler and Peter Richardson, dueling guitars. That'll be really interesting at 1:30 a.m. Matt Horn at 3 a.m., and then Bob Anetta back on piano from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m., and God bless Bob Anetta for coming up.
Yeah, be in the 4 a.m. slot.
Yeah, that's something.
We're talking with Marty Phillips about the all-night jazz jam, evidently a first in the history of Charlottesville, 12 hours of nonstop jazz, and this will start tomorrow night at 5 p.m. at Fellini's No. 9 in downtown Charlottesville. And, Marty, anybody's welcome. You just come on in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, donations are welcome.
They are.
This is the purpose of this is to start a fund in George Melvin's honor to educate people about jazz here in our community and to reach out to kids and bring them into the jazz world, right?
That's correct. And his wonderful wife, Elfreda, will be there. So people can have an opportunity to talk with her as well.
Yeah. Fellini's is on the corner of West Market and 2nd Street, just less than a block there off of the downtown mall near the movie theater. And we encourage folks to get by there tomorrow night and enjoy a little jazz. Marty, tell us, who was George Melvin?
George, I'm not sure that I can appropriately answer that. I mean, my exposure to George was in the realm of music. I'd been to George's house, several times. He had an annual Christmas party that was sort of famous here in town for getting an invitation to that. He had a recording studio in his basement. He was a very soft-spoken person. His feelings about himself and music and whatnot sort of come through his B3 Hammond, which would always bring people out. Anytime George didn't always play the B3. A lot of times he would play just, straight piano. Sometimes it was the electric piano. But when he brought the B3 out,
which is an organ.
Organ. It always brought a big crowd out because it has a unique sound, and people absolutely love to hear that. And for me personally, to not be able to hear that B3 anymore is sad and a loss for the community.
Yeah.
But George was a wonderful person. He was very giving, very thoughtful. Loved working with people and helping people. Always willing to. Spend a quiet time down in the recording studio helping individuals, young, old. It was really an honor for me to have had the time I did with him over the last several years. And I'm thankful to have come to know him through the Jazz Society and his wife as well. So he was certainly someone who I hope the community will remember for a long time, and I'm hoping that this education fund will further that goal of remembrance of him in a very positive kind of meaningful way to the community.
And the iconic pipe, in his teeth as he's playing the organ.
The pipe wasn't always lit, but it was pretty much always there.
And forgive my ignorance. Was he from Charlottesville? Where was George from? How did he end up here if he wasn't from here?
I think he was originally from Lynchburg.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of the long-term
but
details.
A staple figure in the local jazz community.
For a long time.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
We're talking with Marty Phillips of the Charlottesville Jazz Society online at sevillejazz.org. And if you just joined us, the event is tomorrow night at Fellini's No. 9 in downtown Charlottesville. It's a first for our community. It is 12 nonstop hours of jazz. The all-night jazz jam starts tomorrow night at 5 p.m. and runs through 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. And Marty, you were telling us it really is the whole world of jazz. And for folks who don't know jazz, they don't know the fusion versus old time or bossa nova,
right.
Versus the big band.
That's right.
It's a huge world.
It is. It's a very large tent, and there's a lot of sounds in jazz, and it can be toe tapping. It can be, big band swing. There's a swing dance group here in town. And in fact, a lot of them used to love to come out and dance to George playing with other people like Dave Sanford and John Carden when they would play in places that actually had a dance floor. So there's a lot of sounds out there. If you're into electric guitar, Slip in at the 1:30 a.m. Slot. Ian Lawler is a great electric guitar player, local guy. He's played for us. He can play a lot of genres besides jazz, and does a lot of time, you know, float into the into the rock genre. But
one of my favorites is Wes Montgomery. Does he do some of that, like electric jazz sound?
No.
Okay.
It's a solid body guitar that he plays on. You know, Wes didn't play on that kind of guitar. Wes was more, you know, easy kind of listening.
Yeah.
And, Ian tends to be a little bit more harder edge. And so young people, who really, what we're all about is trying to get young people interested in jazz.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
A lot of times, you know, with the new things that are out there with rap and hip hop, you know, jazz, you know, which has its very strong origins in the African American community.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to encourage, you know, young people to rethink their understanding of jazz and how that can be a vital part of their musical life.
I find it so fascinating that historically, you point out that, and we're talking with Marty Phillips of the Charlottesville Jazz Society, you point out that, you know, a lot of this music came out of the African-American community. And I think of, you know, like the Beats in the 40s when Kerouac is sitting there listening to the bebop and
right.
bringing that music into mainstream literature. I mean, it's way ahead of Elvis,
yeah.
which was, in a sense, did the same with rock and roll, brought
right.
some of that,
right.
those
right.
African-American sensibilities and music to mainstream suburbia, you know, white kids. In the 50s, but, you know, Kerouac is there 10 years before that doing the same and bringing it into literature.
It's a very, very creative music genre that allows a great deal of freedom of expression in the music. And, you know, even today, I mean, there's many, many, many new performers, young performers that are bringing a new type of sound, expanding the tent that is huge in terms of jazz and all that it has to offer, you know, people who are willing to make the effort to listen to it. And in fact, you know, without, you know, say a willingness to have to purchase something, you know, WTJU has a lot of jazz that they play online. You can check out their schedule. Not to bring a different radio station.
No, I promote that all the time. That's where I listen to a lot of jazz here in town.
Yeah, there's a lot of good jazz that you
fantastic.
Can listen to there. You have to check their website, though, to get the schedule because it's not a continuous thing. They share with a lot of other genres.
It's appointment radio. WTJU is appointment radio. You just
right.
know what you like and you
right.
go at that time and you know. But they have a wonderful selection of jazz. Why is it, you think, Marty, that the jazz community in Charlottesville is so healthy and there is so much here? I mean, it's not Manhattan, and yet little old Charlottesville, we have just a great collection, a constellation of talent here.
This is true. We have many, many very fine jazz performers. I think it spans beyond jazz. I mean, I think, you know, Charlottesville and sort of the area surrounding Charlottesville somehow is a magnet for great musicians in a lot of genres. But, you know, people like George, people like Hod, people like John DeEarth, you know, John is adjunct faculty over at UVA. He's got a great jazz program at the college, which spills out into the community. You know, those people, they're instrumental in getting the sound out. They're available, willing to help people, willing to talk to people, approachable, really wonderful personalities. And, you know, part of what the Jazz Society, in addition to the educational component, one of the other important aspects of who and what we are is promotion of jazz performers and the venues that support jazz. So we send out a twice monthly e-newsletter to about 800 people. We have our own website, obviously, cvilljazz.org. When we bring in performers from the outside, which we do regularly, we ask the performers to conduct master classes. And we've had three fantastic master classes in the last year. We had one at Albemarle High School. It was about 125 students that participated.
Wow.
With a group called the Tiptons, which is an all-female saxophone group. Absolutely fantastic. Highest caliber performers. We had a master class out at Monticello High School with a group that is called Conference Call, a little bit avant-garde, And there was about 35 students there. They were mesmerized by these guys playing. They were probably hearing sounds that they had not heard before. And I was amazed at the attentiveness of these kids watching the performers, listening to them speak, sharing their experiences of what it means to be a jazz performer, a composer, a teacher. Really inspiring for us in the Jazz Society to see that kind of interaction happening between the student and the professional performer.
It's really encouraging younger kids really interested in this kind of music.
Right, and this is what we try to do as a Jazz Society, and we're hoping that tomorrow that lots of people will come in and help us establish this education fund in George's name, and that money, all our people who work for the Jazz Society are volunteers. So any money that comes, 100% of it goes back into, helping the community in the form of promoting performers, helping, venues get, more people in to listen to jazz, and the educational aspects of what we do in terms of master classes and these new opportunities that we hope to create with this fund for instruments and mentoring and private.
I think
lessons.
The most exciting thing is maybe getting instruments in the hands of some of these local kids.
Right.
We could have a incredibly talented young boy or girl here and not even know it.
That's
because
right.
they have never touched a saxophone or an electric guitar or an organ and it may be this type of music that really fires them up, music they've never really spent time with before.
Right. It's critical. Yeah. So we're hoping that we'll have a great response tomorrow. We're really excited about tomorrow. Jackie Dunkel, who is the owner of Fellini's, has worked really hard with, getting all the musicians lined up, getting them in there. I know for a fact that the musicians are excited about playing there, and she's actually had to turn away musicians because there just weren't enough time slots. So we're going to do this again next year. Make this kind of an annual event.
Fantastic.
So she's told a lot of them that she's, said, well, I'm sorry, but there's no more time slots. But next year, plan on it, and we'll give you that opportunity then. So there's been a lot of interest in terms of performers, and we're hoping that the community comes out and responds in a way that in turn allows us to then to use that fund to help a lot of kids in the community.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. It's a first for our community, an all-night jazz jam, and it starts tomorrow night at 5 p.m. at Fellini's No. 9 in downtown Charlottesville, and it will run through 5 a.m. It's 12 straight hours of nonstop jazz, and this is to raise money for the George Melvin Education Fund at the Charlottesville Jazz Society. George Melvin, of course, a regular in the local jazz community who passed away in April, and this fund will honor his memory and his significance in the local jazz world. You can get more information online at sevillejazz.org. And really quick, with the time we have left, Marty Phillips with the Charlottesville Jazz Society, remind us again real quick the lineup of who's playing starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Sure. 5 p.m. is 88 Keys Wilson. 6 p.m., the great Hod O'Brien on piano. 7 p.m., Michael Elswick Quintet. 9 p.m., John DeEarth, Robert Jospe, and Jamal Milner. 10:30 p.m., Fuse with Jim Ray, Steve Smith, and Daryl Rose. Midnight will be Dave Sanford and Greenwich Swing. 1:30 a.m., Ian Lawler, Peter Richardson, and Drex. 3 a.m., Matt Horn with friends. 4 a.m. till closing, which is at 5 a.m., Bob Bonetta back on the piano.
There you go. Marty, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy. I really appreciate it as well.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.